Under the amendment, current investor-owned utilities would only oversee management of the infrastructure to distribute power. They would no longer be over generation and sale of power, and customers would then be able to choose from any generating companies in a new competitive market. Barry Richard is counsel for Florida Power & Light and Gulf Power. He says the amendment would radically change the industry.
First, it opens the electricity market for generation and sale of energy to open competition for the first time in more than half a decade, a massive change. And second, it ousts from the market all current private providers, known within the industry as investor-owned utilities, or IOUs.
Richard and other opponents of the proposal say its language is deceptive. Some have also alleged similar measures were a disaster for states like Texas, where rates have been jacked up under the competitive system. Counsel for the group pushing the amendment, Florida Energy Choice, faced tough questions from justices, like this one from Justice Barbara Lagoa.
You just said that we're creating something entirely new.
Yes.
Which I thought was very revealing. Because the ballot summary doesn't tell me, if I'm the reasonable voter, that this is going to be a completely new, entirely new scheme.
Ken Sukia is counsel for Florida Energy Choice. Justices also pressed Sukia about whether voters would know they couldn't keep their current provider. He told the court voters would indeed understand the industry would be overhauled.
If I'm an average voter and I am a customer of the investor-owned utilities, I am going to understand that this creates something completely new in the sense that now I have a choice. And in fact, the ballot title even says, allows energy choice. And I have had no choice up to this point.
The amendment would require the state legislature to create a legal framework for a new competitive market by 2025. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.